With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House GOP leaders urging support for a Senate budget resolution from their members as fiscal hawks in the House rebel. Here's Bernie Bennett with the latest.
House Republican leaders are urging their members to adopt the Senate's version of the budget resolution that will tee up President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, arguing that the major differences between the chamber's instructions on spending reductions do not prevent fiscal hawks from achieving their goals of historic cuts. In a Dear Colleague letter sent to members on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and Conference Chair Lisa McClain are getting a head start of arguing in favor of the legislation as hardline conservatives publicly balk at the Senate product. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Flooding continues to worsen across parts of the South and Midwest. At least 18 people have died in the storms, and forecasters warn the flooding could persist for several days, torrential rains lingering over a number of states. Also at SRNnews.com, more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes overnight have killed two people in the Houthi stronghold Sada'a. Footage aired by the Houthi satellite news channel shows a strike collapsing what appears to have been a two-story building. But a bombing video posted by President Donald Trump suggests that casualties may be higher than the rebels are acknowledging. The intense campaign of U.S. airstrikes are targeting the Houthis over their attacks on shipping in Mideast waters. I'm Donna Water.
Ukraine is sending a delegation to Washington next week for talks on a new draft of a proposed mineral deal with the U.S. Negotiations marked a renewed push to finalize an agreement that could establish a joint investment fund. This is SRN News. Do you ever think about who you talk with on Sunday morning?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood and others that provide abortions. Trump administration investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. Department of Health and Human Services declining to say which laws or executive orders those organizations are currently being investigated for violating. This is SRN News. Sending children back to school in jeans, T-shirts, and brand spanking new sneakers likely to cost U.S. families a lot more next fall.
That warning comes from American industry groups. It follows President Trump putting high tariffs on Asian countries that make most of the clothing purchased in the U.S. Walmart, Gap Incorporated, and Nike are a few of the companies that get a majority of their clothing from China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and other leading garment producers.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A trade group for U.S. footwear distributors estimates the price of a pair of athletic shoes made in Vietnam may rise from $150 to $220. He was known as Dennis the Menace. Jay North died today of cancer. Jay North was 73. More details at srnnews.com.